Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, August 13th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, NYSC, SKYH, Q2 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, SKYH, for Q2 2025. Sky Harbor maintains strong operational momentum with new campus openings, leasing activity, and construction progress across its nationwide network. The company began operations at Dallas Addison and Seattle Boeing Field, with Denver Centennial set to start resident flight operations in early 3Q25. Miami Opa-locka Phase 2 broke ground, and pre-development is underway at multiple Tier 1 airport sites. Revenue for 2Q25 reached $6.6 million. Up 82% year-over-year. Construction assets totaled over $295 million, supported by continued build-out. Gross margin was 2.0% in Q2, with an operating loss of $7.5 million. Sky Harbor ended the quarter with $74.9 million in cash and secured a $200 million debt facility for upcoming developments. Valuation analysis suggests a range of $13.53 to $20.69 per share. Industrial Outdoor Storage, IOS. Investor acquires second property in Salt Lake City area in 2025 for $3.1 million. Steel Peak, a commercial real estate investment firm specializing in industrial outdoor storage properties, has acquired a second IOS property in Salt Lake City for $3.1 million. This marks their eighth acquisition in Utah, California, and Washington. The company plans to make strategic improvements to the building and yard to attract high-quality tenants. With a focus on contractor yards and industrial storage, Steel Peak sees strong demand in Salt Lake City due to limited M2 zoning. Construction activity in the Mountain West region continues to drive demand for outdoor storage spaces, making properties like this one highly sought after. Steel Peak will continue seeking investment opportunities in the Western U.S., with values ranging from $5 million to $50 million.
Rent Red Eye makes 2025 Inc. 5000 list for second consecutive year. Rent Red Eye, the fastest growing property management software for smart real estate investors, has made the prestigious Inc. 5000 list for the second consecutive year, ranking number 71 nationally among software companies and number 58 in New York. Rent Ready continues to lead in the prop tech space. CEO Ryan Barone expressed pride in the company's growth, attributing it to customer trust and team dedication. RentReady's innovative features and partnerships have driven its success, including accelerated payments, payment flexibility for tenants, a custom website builder, and landlord tools. The platform's measurable outcomes show real financial impact, with high rates of on-time rent payments and credit score improvements. RentReady's all-in-one solution benefits landlords and tenants alike, streamlining operations and improving the rental experience for all parties involved.
Playboy to relocate global headquarters to Rivani, Miami Beach. Playboy has signed a lease at Rivani, Miami Beach, the flagship project of Robert Rivani, a visionary in commercial real estate and hospitality. The $100 million Class X office redevelopment will house Playboy's headquarters, redefining the workplace with luxury hospitality, wellness offerings, and elevated design. Rivani expressed excitement over attracting such a prestigious company, highlighting the project's energy and prestige. This announcement coincides with Rivani's rebrand from Black Lion to Rivani, emphasizing their commitment to creating revolutionary environments. The building, designed by the Rockwell Group, offers top-tier amenities such as a concierge, spa, fitness center, and omakase restaurant. Rivani's portfolio includes prime South Florida assets like Amara at Paraiso and Wynwood Jungle, with recent record-breaking deals in the hospitality sector. Thompson Thrift earns a spot on Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies for 10th time. Thompson Thrift, a nationally recognized real estate company, has earned a spot on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America for the 10th time. Ranking at number 3,801, this marks their third consecutive year on the list. President Dan Sink attributes this success to their long-term vision and talented team. The Inc. 5000 evaluates companies based on revenue growth, showcasing the most successful entrepreneurial businesses. Thompson Thrift also ranked number 33 in Indiana and number 85 in real estate. With over $6.5 million in volume and 90 residential communities developed across 23 states, their impact on multifamily housing is evident. The company has also received national recognition with multiple awards this year, highlighting their commitment to excellence and community development. United Capital welcomes Adam Lipkin as Managing Director of Capital Markets. United Capital, an owner and operator of commercial real estate across Florida, announces that Adam Lipkin has joined as Managing Director of Capital Markets. With over two decades of experience in South Florida, Lipkin has closed over $3.2 billion in transactions across various asset classes. Prior to United Capital, he worked at Greystone Capital Advisors and Counterpoint Sustainable Real Estate. Lipkin's expertise in creative capital solutions will be crucial as the firm expands its portfolio. United Capital owns and operates retail, mixed-use, medical office, and healthcare properties in Florida, led by a team with extensive real estate experience. For more information, visit unitedcapitalfl.com.
Investor news breaks: Favo Capital, OTC, FAVO, acquires $190 million mixed-use property, 1818 Park, in all-stock deal. Favo Capital, a diversified finance company, has acquired the $190 million mixed-use property 1818 Park in Down Hollywood, Florida. This Class A asset includes residential, office, and retail space with long-term leases, expanding Favo's portfolio into income-generating real estate. The all-stock deal with former owners led by GCF Development strengthens Favo's balance sheet, broadens its collateral base, and supports larger financing lines. This acquisition aligns with Favo's long-term investment strategy and enhances private credit growth. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/favo.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.